Hey, what's going on, guys? So, today's a special day. Today's my birthday. I'm 36. And I wanted to spend a little bit of time reflecting on my life. Not to get too sentimental and start, you know, everybody able to start crying and stuff, but, you know, 20 years ago, I was 16. And I didn't really want to live that long. I actually wanted to die at 21, and I just didn't want to be here. And in 2004, when I was 16, I took an attempt on my life, and I went to the Shadow Realm and stuff, and I've already talked about that. But I overdosed, took a bunch of sleeping pills and medication, went to the dark place, was held together by strings of, I felt like a puppet, but I went into a deep sleep. It was deeper than a deep sleep, that I know. And I woke up like a day and a half later. But I digress. Before I did that, I promised God, and I said, God, if you can get me out of this, I'll turn my life around. And then I took the pills and stuff, woke up very sick. And it's been 20 years since that day. And I want to really think, you know, what have I done the past two decades? You know, have I gotten more better as a person? Yeah. Am I morally upright? Yeah, I do mean well. Have I read the Bible or have I seen angels or anything? No. I am reading the Bible. I'm reading about 10 chapters a day. But what have I been really doing? And, you know, it's come to a head that not really much has changed besides my yearning for a better life and have peace and to please the Father. That has increased substantially in the past 20 years. Every year it gets more obvious. But my life, me day to day, is generally the same. And I want to start the first day, maybe in 36, I almost said 26, 36, to start being more honest with myself and to start being more honest with other people, even if that means hurting them. You know, not destroying them, but just saying what needs to be said to myself and others. I have realized that I have been too comfortable and too relaxed these past 20 years. And I'm not going to blame no one but myself. I have no one to blame but myself. And I just need to get it together. So that's just period. I've let a lot of things slip by because of fear, because of anxiety, because of concerns of other people. Whatever it may be, the past 20 years have been almost wasteful because of I was scared of what everyone was going to think of me. And I have regrets. I really do. I think a lot of people have regrets, but I have some very serious lingering regrets. And you know, I, for the past, well, not 20 years, but looking back the past 20 years, looking back, I was just a walking doormat. I was raised to be a people pleaser almost, and to, you know, not rattle the fence and not take risks. And all that did was keep me stagnant. I must admit, it kept me stagnant. And if I had taken more risks, if I had said no to other people and yes to myself, I would be in a lot better situation than where I'm at currently in my life. Now, I'm not in a bad situation, but it's around middle. It's just middle, right in the middle. And I'm at a crossroads. I can either excel or I can just stay stagnant or I can get worse. And I've decided to take my life more seriously. As you know, I got me a second job and I'm working probably 13, 14 hour shifts, four times a week between 6 hours of sleep. And I just simply said, this is what you're going to do and this is what you have to do or you're not going to make it. And I applied myself. I applied for multiple positions and I got the job that I wanted. It's a driving job. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but basically it's basically what I needed and what I wanted. And I'm picking up, double shifts on my day off for my first job. So, I really don't get a day off. I don't get a full day off. I can't, because the days that I'm off on one job, I work the second job, and the days that I work my first job, I work my second job, but I'm off the weekend, but I work my other job, even though I'm off the weekend. So, I'm just starting to apply myself. Taking myself more seriously, taking life more seriously, taking my future more seriously, and hopefully this summer will be the best summer I'll ever have. And it all starts with what you want. It all starts with you. God will let you do what you want. You want to be a crackhead? Fine. You want to be, a millionaire? Fine. He'll let you do what you want. But it all depends on your work ethic. How bad do you want it? And I want it bad. I want the money. I want the work ethic. I want the discipline. I want it all that comes with it of applying yourself and being focused and staying humble and learning to say no and budgeting. I want that bad enough to get a second job and work 15-hour shifts with only 5 hours of sleep four times a week. And not have any days off, honestly. I haven't had a day off since April 25th. It's May 15th. So it's been about 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks of just straight working 7 days a week. And my body's getting used to it. So, yeah, happy birthday to me. And just looking back at my life the past 20 years and stuff, and hopefully you guys can take this as a nice way to, take these more seriously and to kind of, apply yourself, because, we all can apply ourselves and do better. So, yeah, that's it. Okay, bye, guys.